Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Mem Tes, Shabbos 49a, pagination page 97. We have a Mishnah about a quarter of the way down that tells us regarding the laws of Hatmana, insulating things before Shabbos, that you're allowed to use Kanfei Yona, the dove's feathers, because it's not a Mosif Hevel, it doesn't add. Let's get jump straight into the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yanai said, Tefillin Tzrichin Guf Naki Ke'elisha Bal Kenafayim. Tefillin require a clean body. Person has to have control of their bodily functions, including that they shouldn't pass wind while wearing tefillin. Like Elisha, Bal Kenafayim, the one with wings. Mahi, what's the story over here? And this is obviously why we did the springboard from our Mishnah. The topic was Kanfei Yona, dove's feathers, dove's wings. So we started onto this story, which is a famous and very important story. Abaya Omar Shalo Yafiach Behem. Abaya says the Gufnaki is that you shouldn't pass wind. Rava Omar Shalo Yishan Behem, that you shouldn't sleep with them. But our focus here is the next line. Va'amai Kari Le Bal Kenafayim. Why is he called the person with wings? Here's the story. End of the line. Shepam Achas Gozu Machas Romi Arisha Gezeru Al Yisrael. Once happened that the Romans made a legislation against the Jews, Shekol HaManiach Tefillin Yenakru Es Mocho. Anybody who wears tefillin, they're going to make a hole in his head. They'll puncture his head where his tefillin are, they'll take off the tefillin and they'll kill him. V'haya Elisha, so basically it was, Gestapo, KGB, they're telling you you're not allowed to wear tefillin, do the mitzvah. V'haya Elisha manicham v'yotze l'shuk, and this Elisha would continue wearing them, and just as he did in the past, he went in the marketplace because they used to wear tefillin all day if they had control of their body, and they were able to. Ra'ahu Kastor Echad, one of these ministers, one of these appointees, the police, saw him with the tefillin. Ratz miponov, so Elisha ran away. Ratz acharov, they started chasing him. Kevin Shegia Etzlo, once the guy caught up with Elisha, Notlon Meirosho, he took them off. You know, you could picture this happening in the back alley. They finally catch him up against a fence. The Ochsan Beyodan, he was holding the tefillin in his hand. And apparently the tefillin were small enough that in his hand it wasn't visible what he was wearing, what he was holding. If you'll ask, what about the straps that were protruding? It could be they always, I don't know, they held straps in their hands. It wasn't such an odd thing to be holding leather in your hands. Or even that was small enough that it fit in his hand. He had it all in his grasp. Nothing was exposing him yet. Omar lo, the minister told him, Ma ze biyadecha, what's in your hand? Omar lo, and Elisha answered, which we'll see, was with absolute clarity of what tefillin are. He said, Kanfei Yona, I have the feathers of a dove in my hand. Poshat es yado, and he opened his hand. Hocus pocus, v'nimtza Kanfei Yona, and Hashem made a nes, and indeed there were dove's feathers in his hand. Lefikach karinas Elisha bar kenafayim, and that's how he got his name, Elisha, the one with the wings. Okay, this bears explanation, and the Gemara starts helping us. Maishna Kanfei Yona, why did he choose Kanfei Yona? In other words, he knew he's going to be saved, but how did he know that when he opens his hands, it's going to be Kanfei Yona? Mishar Ofos than any other bird. Mishem De'imsu Knesset Yisrael Yona, because the Jewish people are compared to a Yona. Shenemar, Kanfei Yona Nechpa Bakesef, we find that the Jewish people are compared to a Yona. Ma Yona Kinafea Maginos Aleha, just as a Yona uses its wings to protect it. And Rashi says, from the cold, from other birds, from any person who would attack it, it uses its wings. Af Yisrael Mitzvahs Maginos Aleihem, also the Jewish people, mitzvahs protect us. So he knew that we are called a Yonah, a dove, and Kanfei Yonah, the wings of the dove, is essentially what tefillin are. He's choosing to do mitzvahs even though they're making trouble for him, but he knows mitzvahs protect us. And therefore, he knows that in the code word of what would tefillin naturally be transformed to, if you know the periodic table spiritually, he says it's going to turn into Kanfei Yonah. Now, the Marsha takes this a step further and points out that when the Nevi'im had visions of angels, they envision angels as having wings. In other words, a malach is a spiritual thing. It doesn't have wings or not wings, and it doesn't have feet and a stomach. But how did the Nevi'im, the prophets, when they envision a malach and transform it through the dream center into their way of speaking, they spoke of angels with wings. When a human being, for whatever reason, because they move very quickly, they're not able to defy gravity, whatever it is. But when you think of a person who is angel-like, it's going to be described as having wings. Marsha says that a person who wears tefillin is, for that period of time, he's like an angel. The gift of tefillin is raising the person up to that kind of position. And therefore, on a new level, Elisha Baal Kanafayim specifically knew that he is a Yonah, he's the Jewish people, and like the Gemara and Rashi are saying, wings are all mitzvahs, and they protect you. But the Marsha is saying tefillin in particular is like wings, because the person is being transformed into an angel, and that's the code word of an angel, as we say from Shlomo HaMelech, Ba'al Kenafayim Yage Dovar. The angel is described as Kanfei Yonah. Now, what was so unique about Elisha Ba'al Kenafayim? What was so unique about him? So the Gemara started off that he was able to have a guf naki. He was in control totally of his bodily functions. And therefore he was able to wear tefillin the entire day. The Mefarshim point out that this is the reason that we don't wear tefillin the entire day, because we're not on that level and we don't have that control. And it probably is in the same league as, right, we hold our feet together during Shemona Esrei because we want to be like angels who only have one foot. A person has to have total control of their bodily functions. You're being transformed to that level. We're only able to do it for a short period of time, and therefore we do it. We do it for Shacharis, we do it for Shemash Mona Esrei, we do it for a short period of time that we feel we're able to have control. And beyond that, Elisha was able to all day. And that's presumably why he was going in the marketplace, because he didn't want to budge from his normal routine, even though they outlawed it. And he maintained that. What's particularly remarkable is that when they catch him, much as Jews in the Nazi era, he was absolutely clear. There was no regret. If he would have regret, so suddenly he would start doubting himself. I don't know if he would have the clarity to say, wings of a dove, because I'm an angel, and the Jewish people are a dove, and you guys are a bunch of losers for stopping us to do mitzvahs. Right? He wouldn't have that clarity. But Elisha Baal Kanafayim is on a different level. And he has absolute clarity. Even as he's caught, he has no regret, which is an enormous lesson. Sometimes you do a mitzvah and you feel that you've lost out for some reason. I went to that shir, and as a result, I missed, right? I don't know, the football game, right? So there's no charata. Elisha has no charata. I paid tuition, and then at the end of the year, it looks like my bank account is a little low. He has no charat. Thank God when I had money, I used it for a good reason.
What's charat?
Regret. One final thing. If you look at Tosfos, the Tosfos can be found at the bottom of the page, about six lines up. Kinafeha meginos aleha. Its wings protect it. So Tosfos adds in that the Yona, the dove, is unique. That b'shar shehi yegeya, at the end of the line, when it gets tired, parachas pa'achas v'ninoches pa'achas, it continues to fly. Tosfos is describing that the dove doesn't rest. Everybody else, when it's tired, it lands, it rests. The Yona has the ability to continue flying with one wing and rest one, and then switch and fly with one and rest the other. And the symbolism here, Tosfos is saying it, but the symbolism is that when a Jew has trouble with a particular mitzvah, he doesn't just stop doing mitzvahs. He switches mitzvahs. A person has a headache, for example. He's been learning, I don't know, when you get a headache, maybe after 10 or 12 hours straight of Gemara, you might start having a headache. So he switches to a different mitzvah, whether the different mitzvah is family time, whether the different mitzvah is to learn Chumash, a change-up, or the different mitzvah is to walk outside and behold Hashem's wondrous creation. But a Jew is always jumping from one mitzvah to the other. And again, another symbolism why mitzvahs are compared in this way. Yoshe Koach, have a wonderful day.